A four-legged thief is blamed for the disappearance of a warm water fish carcass that was discovered in Alaska waters. But at least there's proof in the form of pictures. KTOO's Matt Miller has more.
It was interesting to find it.
Gary Johnson, a fish buyer for Yakutat Seafood, says he and some friends were driving along the beach looking for glass balls and beachcombing during their day off September 7th. They spotted the 5-pound skipjack tuna as they headed towards Seal River, a little over 10 miles west of the Sayu River and over 100 miles northwest of Yakutat.
I drove past it at about 45 miles an hour and knew exactly what it was. When I seen it, so I turned around and another friend of mine drove up. We picked it up, and it was rigor mortis and still bleeding from the gills. So we thought, well, that was weird. It must have just died.
Johnson says they were curious about how it may have died and wondered if the recent trend of warmer ocean temperatures was a contributing factor. He says they took the tuna back to their fish camp at the Sayu River fish buying station, but someone else, or rather something else, had other ideas.
Eventually, we were going to eat it. And then a bear came and got to our cooler, and he had some fresh tuna.
Yeah, strangely enough, this is the second one since I've been up there on the river.
Nicole Zeiser, assistant area management biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Yakutat, took a few pictures of Johnson's tuna. She also has pictures of a much larger yellowfin tuna that was found 2 years ago, closer to the mouth of the Sayu River. Zeiser says she didn't see any hook marks in the mouth.
That they're that far north, but I have no clue, but a good guess or theory would be that maybe they're getting hooked up into the trolling lines and then, breaking off and then dying, washing ashore or something.
Zeiser says the yellowfin found by Caitlin Graber may have weighed 80 pounds.
It was a nice fish for sure.
Zeiser recalls that another skipjack tuna was also found nearby in 1981, the northernmost ever spotted at the time. It's unclear whether a developing El Nino in the equatorial Pacific is partially responsible for this year's skipjack tuna. Scientists are also monitoring another warm water anomaly, nicknamed the blob, that has persisted in the Northeast Pacific for over a year. There have been reports this year of pilot whales returning to California waters, OPA off Oregon, and prickly fanfish and slender snipefish in Oregon and Washington waters. The CBC is reporting that the blob could be responsible for recent sightings of triggerfish, butterfish, tope sharks, sunfish, and luvar off the coast of British Columbia. And sunfish have also been spotted in Alaska waters. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.